In a league of its own.
On the ball with Preffy Early on Dublin City FM. First for Dublin Sport, Dublin Sport.
We're going to first talk about the trailer for the upcoming Paul Kimmage film on cycling doping and the 100th Tour de France called Rough Rider. And the trailer has been released and it looks absolutely excellent. The producers of the show have followed the journalist through the downfall of Lance Armstrong and the period when Pat McQuaid ran for the UCI presidency earlier in the year and subsequently lost that office to the British Brian Cookson. Wildfire Films are the producers of the project and they have described it as told against the backdrop of the centenary tour and through the eyes of one of the most aggravated whistleblowers in sports journalism. We're going on a journey that could prove to be one of the most conscientious sports films of our time. The film is also almost complete and broadcast and screening details will be confirmed later on. It's going to be an absolutely huge draw for any cycling fans or even people with just a passing interest in the sport. Of course, Kimmage was one of the main players in the whole Lance Armstrong saga that came to a head earlier in the year with the admission from Armstrong that he did subject himself to performance enhancing drugs pretty much for his entire career on the bike. Kimmage has a lifelong love affair with cycling and his battle to expose doping in the sport, and it's going to be very, very prominent in that particular campaign. Rough Rider, obviously named quite aptly after his book of almost the same name, Rough Ride, one of the best cycling books I've ever had the pleasure of reading. Some bad news from Continental Cycling now. IG Sigma Sport have collapsed for 2014. They will no longer be on that continental ranked level within the sport. The two Irish riders in that lineup for 2013, Peter Hawkins and Ryan Mullen, had already both left the setup. Mullins had gone to On Post Chain Reaction for 2014. He was 7th in the Under 23 World TT Championships in Italy in September, and he had already announced that he was moving to On Post Chain Reaction next season. While Hawkins, who had been with the side for 2 years, the first team to actually take a punt and give him a contract as a professional, he has announced that he will be riding with the UK-based Madison Genesis next year. Both riders quite happy to be still involved in the sport at a professional level, but I suppose it is a concern that IG Markets have withdrawn from sponsorship of that IG Sigma Sport team. It's just one of another couple of sides who failed to get a title sponsor for next year, and the sustainability of the club and of the team is just not practical going into the future. Despite a huge effort to get a backer for that, just was not possible. Some other, I suppose, things going on within the world of cycling. Next weekend, Friday the 29th of November at 6:30 p.m. in Belfast at Chain Reaction Cycles on the Boucher Road, there is a 30k ride out with Sean Kelly the following day, but there's a book signing and a question answer session on with Sean Kelly about his book Hunger. That's on Friday evening at 6:30 on Friday 29th of November in Chain Reaction Cycles in Boucher Road in Belfast. And the following day, also from Chain Reaction Cycles in Boucher Road, Belfast, there's a 30 kilometre ride out with Sean Kelly at 10 a.m. on the Saturday morning, and you can get further information from that at chainreactioncycles.com. It's been, I suppose, one of Ireland's most illustrious sportsmen over the last 20, 30 years, and Sean Kelly, one of the world's greatest cyclists ever, will be speaking, and a perfect opportunity to get up close and personal with Sean, both at the book signing, the question answer session, and the following day at the ride out on that. It'd be well worth going along to there, maybe even get him to sign a copy of your book. Martin Irvine back in the saddle. He had a crash at the Ghent 6-day competition last week, and it looked like it might be bad news, but thankfully, it appears the gods may have been smiling on him, as his fear, the broken bones concerns, not necessarily the issue at the moment. He has recovered, or will recover. It's not as bad as first feared, and the Newton Irons man will be back on the bike very, very shortly. I suppose it's been a very mixed year for Martin, as we heard on the programme last week or the week before. He has had a very mixed couple of months between getting married on a personal level, and he also managed to win the World Championship and a win at the World Cup just a couple of weeks ago prior to this accident. He was also injured badly in the Tour of Taiwan back in March when he broke his femur, which saw him out for the entire road season, and he's only just coming back in, I suppose, win at the World Cup meet in Manchester a couple of weeks ago, and now this further accident. So it has been a roller coaster year, some extreme highs, but also some extreme lows for Martin Irvine. And it's glad to see that he is not as badly injured as the first thoughts would have been coming out of that event on Tuesday in Ghent. Some local results in the Ulster Cyclocross Series round 6. Actually, that's a few weeks back, Sunday, November 11th, Ormo Park in Belfast. Roger Aiken of Banbridge Cycle Club, he won the event in the A race, while Glenn Kinning of East Antrim Audi and Ray O'Shaughnessy Cúchulainn Cycling Club made up the rest of the podium. One other piece of cycling news this week: the former Irish pro rider Finn O'Sullivan is the finalist for the RTE's Operation Transformation TV series. He was featured as one of the 20 potential finalists on the John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 on Wednesday morning, where each of the 20 were introduced and assessed as to whether they will be selected as leaders for the TV series next year. He was put through his paces on air, answering some fairly interesting questions. I suppose he's very honest about how he's got himself into a position where he's now over 17 stone, having come from a professional cycling background. His basically his summary of the whole thing was he just was too in. He enjoyed eating too much. He always went for seconds and more. You never know when you'll get your next meal, was his point. And he says that his 5-year-old son Cameron had made comments about him. He says, "I have a big belly like Homer Simpson," was what O'Sullivan told the listeners. We will keep you posted on this show as to whether he has been selected for the TV series or not next year.
In a league of its own,
on the ball with Preffy Early on Dublin City FM. First for Dublin Sport.